do you think Iran has any sense of the cost of all this to the United States and the Western world? Because we know that there is a glut of crude oil in the United States. I just did a story the other day that a tanker returned to Valdez, Alaska, with a third of its load because there wasn't room in the holding tanks in near Seattle to offload it. And so we know there's enough crude oil, but we're paying record high prices at the gas pump. And some of that is clearly due to speculation. Some 60% of world oil stocks are now at play in under speculators' influence. But it really seems that the crisis premium linked to the tensions with Iran is one of the tangible factors that is driving the high cost of gasoline at the pump in the United States. And, of course, we don't really admit that that is the cost of the saber-rattling that we do on behalf of Israel.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't be more correct, Peter, in making that analysis, that there is indeed a high cost at the gasoline pump for the United States and Israel to rattle the saber, and in this case, of course, the saber in question is the threat of an Israeli attack on Iran in order to supposedly intimidate and to coerce diplomatically the Iranians at the negotiating table. And of course, this has been going on now for literally years, but it has actually been stepped up quite dramatically since last fall. And as a result of that new level of tension, which was created by quite deliberate strategy by Israel and the Obama administration working together, I would argue, there has clearly been an increase in the price of oil. And this is driven both by, I would say primarily, by the possibility of a confrontation, which is precisely what Obama and Netanyahu have been trying to create a sense of for diplomatic purposes, but that has a clear-cut financial economic cost for the United States and indeed for the entire world economy, because it does mean an increase in crude oil prices of 25% or higher.